You got his legs, right? We don't want him just getting up and walking away, you know? I doubt we'll get a second chance at this if he does.
Yes, Amy. I got his legs. I'm not an idiot. I got his legs and his arms. And even did his chest for good measure. He's not going anywhere until we untie him. Okay? You know, it would have been a bit more helpful if you'd been helping me tie him up, instead of spending the whole time asking questions about the process.
Come on, Jamie. You and I both know that I don't know how to tie knots. You do all the manual labor because you have the Girl Scout patches to prove your trapping and knot tying skills. Some of us thought that the woods were icky when we were a kid and took gymnastics instead. That might have something to do with how some of us became head cheerleader, while others are on the bottom of the pyramid.
I'm at the bottom of the pyramid because I'm easily twice as strong as you, Princess. You realize that the pyramid layout is based on physical traits and not some sort of skills hierarchy, right? Like, it's not a ranking system. You put the strongest people at the bottom to hold up the smaller ones at the top.
Yes, 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 we get it. You're very smart. Are you finished with him yet? I don't want him waking up before he's properly secured. Whoops, too late. He's awake. Hi there, buddy. Are you feeling all right? No, no, no. Shh. Don't panic. You're completely safe here with us. Don't you worry. We're not going to hurt you, I promise.
You're only restrained because we knew that you'd try to run as soon as you woke up. And we didn't want that to happen. Please stop struggling against your restraints. You're just gonna hurt yourself if you keep doing that. Those ropes aren't coming off until I untie them, okay? Good boy.
It's actually a good thing that you woke up when you did. I was worried that I messed up the doze on the sedative that I slipped into your lunch earlier. I gave up on trying to read the instructions and just guesstimated how much was needed. What? Look at this bottle. How am I supposed to read it? I don't speak Mandarin.
Just ignore her. She tried her best and you didn't die. So let's just take the W and move on. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You must be wondering why you're here. You see, that's a bit complicated, actually. As you know, Amy and I are both cheerleaders. Recently, we've heard some of the other girls in the squad talking about you. And, well, we wanted to find out if what they say about you is true.
All the girls won't shut up about you being cute, and we wanted to find out what the big deal was for ourselves. See how easy that was, Jamie? You don't have to spend all your time beating around the bush. Just say what you want to say.
Okay, yeah. What she said. We want to find out what makes you so irresistible to the other girls. We figured that some private time with you would make that easier. Seeing how we haven't been able to pick up on your charm naturally up to this point. We're not gonna hurt you, or keep you for long. Don't worry. We just want to study you.
No, we're not going to fight over you. Why would we do that? Like we said, we're still trying to figure you out. Why would we be fighting over you? No? Again, not kidnapping you, not forcing you to be our boyfriend or whatever. That would be insane. What the hell is that? No, we aren't yanderes, whatever that means. We literally just want to study you. I don't know why this is so hard for you to grasp. Or why you have to imagine us as a pair of crazy psychopaths or something. We just want to know what every other girl in our class sees in you.
What? You didn't know? How? Are all guys this dense? Every single girl in the cheer squad is constantly staring at you and sitting near you. Did you really not notice that you're the only guy on campus who can casually walk over and strike up a conversation with, like, any of us at any time? We do not talk to most of the guys who try to interact with us, buddy. Whatever it is that you've got, it's like catnip for cheerleaders.
Actually, Jamie, this lines up with what we've heard from the other girls, remember? They're always inviting him to their parties and keeping him around until it's just the two of them. But then he ends up leaving. Like, dude, hello. Did you not grasp how weird it is that you're always the last person left with a cute tipsy host at every party? Honestly, this makes me feel a lot better about the two of us not being able to pick up on what makes you such a catch to everyone else. We might have some trouble picking up on one guy's vibes, but that's way better than not realizing that every single girl likes you.
She is right, though. I don't think I've ever met a denser dude. Maybe that's part of your charm. Maybe you have that sort of clueless himbo energy that draws people in. I guess I could see how people might like that. Or maybe they like your hair. It's really soft, actually. It's so nice to just run my fingers through it.
Really? Let me try. You're right. Hair definitely goes in the pros column for him. But I still don't get it. Like, I still don't instinctively get the appeal. No offense, big guy. He smells all right, I guess. At the very least, I can smell some kind of soap, so we know he bathes. You'd be surprised at how many guys don't do that. Or maybe you wouldn't, I don't know. You probably know more smelly guys than I do, I suppose. But good hygiene alone does not make a desirable boyfriend.
I was worried that we might have this problem. Luckily for us, I came prepared.
Oh no. Did you seriously bring a pen and a notepad for this? What are you going to do? Write down all of his measurements? Get his answers to a personality quiz? You're such a nerd, Jamie. You know, maybe you're the reason that I can't see this guy for the hunk that he is, apparently. Maybe your weird cluelessness is rubbing off on me.
Maybe so. Too late for you to do anything about it now, though. You just keep playing with his hair while I ask him some questions. Maybe there's something about his personality or interests that we've overlooked until now that explains his near-universal appeal. I'll get all the easy questions out the way first. Favorite color? Favorite food? Favorite drink? Favorite thing to do in your free time? Oh, ha ha ha, very funny. Something other than not getting drugged and tied up, thank you very much.
Oh, your questions are so boring. Let me ask some. Write these down. Do you work out? Okay, interesting. Do you like girls? Don't give me that look. Honestly, anyone as unaware of girls flirting with him as you are could very easily just not be into girls, you know? Okay, you do like chicks. I got it. See? This is good information to have. Very useful data. Okay, how far do you go on the first date?
Amy?
Nah, I'm joking. You don't have to answer. Oh, write that down, Jamie. Write that down. Oh, we have us a real player here. Okay, but in all seriousness, what is your ideal first date? Like, where would you take a girl? Alright, I guess I can see the appeal. How about... Oh, I know. What's your type? Oh, you know. Your ideal type of girl. That's literally the perfect response to a dumb question like that. What the hell? Why aren't I catching feelings for you?
She's right. You do seem to be a pretty well put together guy. As far as your personality goes. You look fine, you smell fine. You seem to act fine, and yet... Okay, how about this? If you had a crush on a girl, how would you flirt with her? Or make your feelings known? There it is. Sheesh, dude. You finally got a mark in the cringe column. That's almost adorably bad. You know, if nothing else comes of this little hangout, the two of us are gonna have to coach you on how to behave around girls. Nevertheless, one bad mark shouldn't make you that much less of a catch. After all the poking and prodding and questioning, I think that both Amy and I can both confidently say...
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
Completely uninterested.
It's nothing personal, of course.
No, not at all.
And obviously, tons of girls still seem to like you. It's just that the two of us just... don't get the appeal, subjectively speaking. Which is even more confusing for us, because by all accounts, you seem to be a pretty cute guy. Maybe there's something wrong with us, you know? Maybe we don't even... like... guys. Nah.
No, we definitely like guys. Just not this one. You... huh? I mean, yeah. I guess maybe there's still more about you that we haven't learned yet. Maybe you would change our minds about you, I suppose. You know... for someone who so desperately didn't want to be tied to a chair when he got here, it almost seems like you're asking if we can do this again sometime.
I still got more of that sedative. I suppose we could snatch him again later this week. You two free on Thursday? Perfect. Make sure that you eat everything on your plate at lunch, buddy. It's a date, then, I guess. You know, the idea of tying him up again...
actually kind of exciting, right?
Totally exciting. We'll see you next time, buddy. Oh, and try not to flirt with any other girls until we can teach you how to do it properly, okay? Seriously, your answer for that question was just... we gotta fix that on Thursday if you expect us to tie you up for the third time.